It is naive to think that the planting of good exempts us from the presence of bad. It is naive to think that the planting of good exempts us from the presence of bad. This is important for us to understand. Just because God allows wheat to be planted doesn't mean that weeds are restricted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The kingdom is like this. The kingdom is like this. So we have to be able to produce in the presence of weeds. So for all of you who are waiting for all the weeds to be gone before you produce the wheat, you are not digging deep enough into this text, because this text declares there will never be a day that you can be wheatful without being weedful. God allows the wheat to be planted. That doesn't mean that the weeds are restricted. Wheat is planted with great intentionality. Wheat is planted with great intentionality. In other words, wheat is not going to grow in this ground if it is not planted. It is not a natural result of the climate, the soil, the rain, and the sunshine. It has to be planted. Nobody succeeds accidentally. Nobody wins a marathon accidentally. Nobody wins the Olympics accidentally. Nobody gets a master's degree accidentally. Nobody gets a diploma accidentally. Nobody passes a GED accidentally. Nobody gets a promotion accidentally. Just because you pray doesn't mean you win. This is work. This is sweat. This is labor, because this is agriculture. And agriculture means that the intention of sowing the seed is that I might have wheat. And the intention of having wheat is that I might have bread. From seed to wheat to bread is going to take. I can't plant seed today and eat bread tonight, because timing is. So if I am going to be seedful, I have to be patient for the seed to grow first down and then up. You didn't get that. It's going to first grow down and then up. Some of you are standing over your life talking about, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I keep sowing and I don't see nothing. The seed grows down before it grows up. You're not supposed to see it, but just because you don't see it doesn't mean that the roots are not growing in the soil. And if you wait a little while, it is going to go from seed to wheat, and from wheat to bread. And there is work in between every stage. The seed is work, the weed is work, the bread is work. You cannot eat any better than you work. No, somebody said your blessing is going to be work. When you get through dancing and shouting about the promise of God, understand that you're going to have to break some sweat. You're going to have to put some effort in it. You're going to have to grind the wheat. You're going to have to pulverize it. You can't just bring the wheat in and make bread until you crush it. It's got to be crushed. It's got to be made into a usable form. And so it doesn't mean that God hasn't blessed you with the bread. It could mean that you haven't put in the work to go from seed to, oh, you're listening this morning. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm going from seed to wheat to bread. I might not be ready for consumption right now, but I'm in process and I'm going somewhere, and don't look down at me because I'm not bread. I may be in the wheat stage, I may be in the seed stage, but I am on my way to a place that God has destined for me. Who am I talking to this morning? Whoever I'm talking to, God says, hang on in there. I'm not finished with you yet. I'm taking you through process. And at the right time, I'm going to take you from seed to. I'm still dancing off. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. And it is done on purpose. I want you to get this. The reason it is planted is because it is not indigenous to the land. The word agriculture is rooted in the word cult. Cult means you're not orthodox. Means you're not natural, you're not normal. Agra means land. That means that wheat is not normal to the land. You can't just wish for it, you have to make it happen. Agriculture. Culture. I'm gonna make this happen. It is not indigenous. You don't get it just because you want it. You gotta plant it. You gotta be intentional about it. You gotta work on it. You gotta labor for it, because you were not raised in an environment that agrees with your dream. That doesn't mean you can't have it. It means that you've got to be cultural enough to be a cult against your neighborhood. I'm the only one in my family. I'm the only one in my neighborhood. I'm the only one in my city. I'm the only one in my house. And they don't like me at the family reunion. And they don't invite me back to the parties. And my friends have changed because I am cultish to them. I broke the rule. I got out. Everybody who got out, make some noise. Yeah. Faith is a cult to the unbeliever. It is not natural to the unbeliever. Stop trying to make the people at work understand what they can't understand. It is not indigenous to them for them to believe. If the gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. They can't see it. Can I go deeper? How many people are getting blessed in this room? You got to be willing to be different. You've got to be willing to be controversial. You've got to be willing to be talked about. And the greatest problem in our community right now is that we are so sensitive. We're more worried about being liked than we are being fruitful. And you're praying to God about what they said, and she said, and he said. said. And God said, unless you deny mother, father, sister, brother, and even deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple. What they say about you doesn't matter. Weeds don't like wheat. Get it to your head. Weeds don't like wheat. You got to decide, do you want to be wheat or do you want to be weeds? Lesson number two. My God. Nudge your neighbor and say, you came on the right Sunday. I can feel it right now. Something is going to happen in here today. 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 I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in the emotion. I feel it in my soul. God is about to do something in the middle of his people. He's forcing some things to happen. He's being intentional. He's planting some things intentionally. Somebody shout, yeah. Lesson number two. This is a good lesson. Whenever there is great potential for harvest, the enemy will always earmark the spot with calamity. Whenever there is great potential for harvest, the enemy will earmark the spot with calamity. Somebody was telling me about a restaurant that they liked up in North Dallas, and I was getting my head shaved at the time, and I said, let me find it in my phone. So I got in my phone and found it in my phone, and then I earmarked it as a favorite. I haven't been there yet, but I earmarked it as a favorite so I could find it easily. I haven't been yet, but I heard there was potential. So I earmarked it so I could find it when I had. So wherever the enemy sees potential, he will always earmark it with calamity. So they never planted weeds before the wheat. Notice the sequence. It was the wheat being planted that caused them to plant the weed. They didn't plant the weed and then plant the wheat. The wheat attracts the weed so that the enemy can earmark the spot. The devil knew God was going to bless you. Hell knew God was going to use you. Hell knew that God had a purpose for your life. He earmarked it with calamity. Notice this. The weeds was planted too. Planted like spies behind enemy lines. Whatever went wrong in your life, whatever calamities happened in your life, whatever calamities that happened in your past, whatever trauma you went through in your life, in your childhood, was the enemy's way of earmarking the spot. He knew it wasn't time yet. But he started working underground before you ever came up, so that he would have his system in place before you became fruitful. He would already have his infrastructure in place so you would have something to struggle with. Struggle, 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 struggle. Where are my strugglers at? My strugglers. Why are things so hard for me? Why do I take two steps forward and get knocked three steps back? Why is it hard for me to do things that other people do easily? It's because he earmarked you.